There's a glimmer of hope this morning for an Australian mother and the 60 Minutes crew detained in Lebanon over a botched child recovery operation. It's been revealed Australia and Lebanon have formed a high-level committee to try to resolve the messy dispute at the centre of this case. Appearing in shackles, reporter Tara Brown, the Channel 9 crew and mother Sally Faulkner faced a judge who ordered the Brisbane mother to strike a custody deal with her estranged husband. 200 people were evacuated from a building where a Sydney restaurant was destroyed by a suspicious fire overnight. One person was treated for chest pains and smoke inhalation after the fire took hold at Rache's restaurant in Bagstown just after 3 o'clock this morning. The site has been declared a crime scene. Police in central Sydney have arrested 6 people in drug raids that netted 7 kilograms of ice and more than $1 million in cash. Yesterday, police seized cash, drugs, ice and a loaded pistol in simultaneous raids in Ultimo and Zetland. Police say 5 men, aged between 19 and 36, will appear in court today on charges of supplying drugs, while another man has been detained as an illegal immigrant. And 2 Russian warplanes have flown close to an American destroyer in the Baltic Sea in actions that US officials describe as unprofessional and provocative. The White House says 2 jets with no visible weaponry made simulated attack passes at the USS Donald Cook. A defense official says a Russian helicopter was also in the area and took photographs while circling the ship.